Okay, we've got an interview with Mike Hutchins that we're sending your way. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus, University of Illinois, and keynote speaker at this year's Carver County Dairy Expo. Coming up in 3, 2, 1. Jim Bartles along with Mike Hutchins at the Carver County Dairy Expo. Mike, keynote speaker today at the event, annual event that's held here at Central High School, Norwood Young America. Mike, I certainly was intrigued by the title of your presentation for the keynote address, which was Feeding Dairy Cows with Today's Low Milk Prices. And then you talked about tools to use to kind of benchmark where you're at.
Exactly right, Jim. We were asking, what are some of the things that the people attending could go home with and say, yes, we have it right, or gee, we got to change it next year, or what can we do to try to fine-tune our feeding program when milk prices are very, very low, below profit?
Absolutely. So you talked about forage tools. What might some of those forage tools be?
Well, first of all, we presented what were the typical 2017 quality indices for alfalfas, grasses, and corn silage. So the question is, where were you on that list? In other words, could you beat the averages and that? So it simply says how good of a job was. Second of all, we also looked at fermentation profiles, which answers the question, did you do a good job as far as packing it, cutting it, inoculating, and getting it stored properly? And then we threw out a couple more tools. One was the Penn State box, which we would shake the feed, and as a result, we say, did you chop it properly? Do you have the right length for optimal digestibility of the cow and rumen health as far as that goes? We also talked about kernel processing score. Did you have your plant processors, your shredded units tightened up properly so that we were actually crushing the crop and getting good availability? And then we wrapped up with fecal starch. In other words, you can take a sample from the manure of the cow and determine if there's more than 5% starch. And if there's more than 5% starch, it means now that she's excreting that starch, she's not using it as a source of nutrients.
There's got to be economic benchmarks that you focus on in your presentation, I would guess.
Yeah, economic benchmarks. If you're a dairy farmer, it's a dairy business. We don't do it for a hobby anymore, or a way of life. It certainly is a different way of life, but the question is, what does it cost to put groceries in front of the girls? And so we passed out a couple numbers. One was, and we showed them how to build it. That's key. They got home and build their numbers. 9 cents per pound of dry matter. To get there, you got to have high corn silage. You got to use corn distillers grains. You got to use corn gluten feed because they're the most economical source of nutrients for dairy cows. We then look at cost per hundredweight of milk. How was it cost produced to feed for 100 weight of milk? And that number sits around $6 as far as that goes. Then most farmers need to put $10 or $12 on top of that to pay all their bills. And that ends up being like $16, $18 milk. And right now we're looking at $14 milk. So that squeezes it pretty hard. So can we get that number down a little bit? We also look at income. We also looked at income over feed cost. And we need about $10 or $12 there. And then the one I really like is feed efficiency, and that's kind of the benchmarks being used by every livestock one. Simply says, how much milk in this case do I get per pound of dry matter? And if that number should be 1.5, you're doing a good job. And that's 3.5 fat corrected milk, so it's Holstein type milk.
You talked about a checklist of winners. All right, what are some of the winners that would be on that checklist for our dairy farmers?
Right, and some of these winners are going to be investments you make today, but you may not reap the profits until a bit later. The best example, what we call accelerated growth in baby calves, which means we're feeding twice as much solids. And as a result, these calves grow much more efficiently and more quickly, and it appears to affect the mammary gland development. So that 2 years from now, they're going to produce probably 12 to 1,400 pounds more milk each lactation. That means you're going to invest $50 today and reap that benefit 2 years from now. When milk prices are tight, yeah, some guys say, well, we're not going to do that anymore. Bad decision. Another one is to cool cows in that venue. If you cool cows, dry cows, the calf that's inside the cow actually produces more milk later. That's based on some rather unique work coming out of Florida. Another one we talked about is the calcium capsules, which you give cows that calve and you try to reduce low blood calcium. And not only and most of the farmers are doing it, but the question is, what's in the capsule? Do you have 50 or 60 grams of calcium, and what is the source of the calcium out there as well? Feed additives are very easily to pull out. In other words, people say, well, I've got to buy that. So we're going to pull out the feed additives. So we have a list of six that we had. Rumensin would be an example, silage inoculants, organic trace minerals, yeast, buffer products, biotin like that. And so the question is, we even ordered them saying, well, if you can't buy them all, I listed 1, 2, and 3. So certainly these all have good return on investment, which simply means if I spend, for example, 3 cents on a feed additive, I may get 18 or 20 cents back. That's a good return on that part of the program as well. And then we talked also about raising heifers. Heifers is another expensive investment. And we got to get them milking at 23, 24 months of age, otherwise there's no return on that investment. And of course, it's not a profit center on farms anyway. We didn't have time to talk about it. How many heifers should you have on the farm? If they're not going to be making any money, let's make that decision when they're 2 or 3 months of age rather than when they're 2 years of age.
I want to ask about another one of the topics you had, life after BST.
Yeah, the BST is a tremendous product. The science is just tremendous, but then again, consumers don't want to listen to the science. And so there's a indication out there that we have to have dairy products, and it used to be fluid milk, but now we have cheese and butter, and certainly some of the processors and companies that sell it are part of the problem too, because that's still very wholesome milk. There's nothing wrong with it. But here in the Midwest, a lot of the cheese and butter processors pulled it out, starting in December of this year, and as a result, that usually means 4 to 8 pounds more milk. The profitability of that can be anywhere from 50 to 70 cents for farmers, so now we have a very low milk price, and now we take another opportunity tool away from them that may have returned another 50 or 60 cents profit. And so, the farmer seems as coming from all different areas as far as getting hit on in terms of profits.
Mike, I'm sure, I don't know that you've got a crystal ball, but do you see some light at the end of the tunnel with the dairy prices improving here in the future?
Well, I think the good news is, Jim, short term, we're going to see some relief, we think, late summer, early fall. But the real problem is how many farmers are going to blink. We have dairymen right now in Illinois that said, we're tired. We're 50, 55 years old, and no kids. I want to take it over here, and we're only milking 100, 150 cows. Not a good future for us there. So how many people are going to get out? Someone has to get out. Now, the problem is this is a world situation. In the EU, New Zealand, good news. I should say it's good news. Unfortunately, it's not good news. Very dry. So as a result, their pastures aren't growing. So we got to look at the world market as far as that goes. But as we talk to dairymen here in Carver County at the Expo, we probably have to get used to $15, $16 milk because that may be more the norm. I don't think we're going to go back to 2014 and see $24 milk. That was just amazing. And the good news, most dairymen got their house in order when they had a very good 2014 as far as that goes. So I'm hoping we'll return to $15, $16, $17 milk, but I question if we'll ever see the $24 we saw several years ago.
Mike Hutchins, appreciate your time. Thanks for being here at Nord Young America and the Carver County Dairy Expo, and safe travels back to Illinois.
Thank you very much, and have a good one.